The best way to think is to have a shower. Yeah, so I'm going to get my brain in order by cleaning my body. And so that's what you're going to hear me doing in this audio boo. You're going to hear my brain waking up as the skin gets cleaner. Now I'm using my tried and tested method of bringing the iPhone into the shower. It's important to get close to the action, and the bloody shower is freezing. Did I forget to turn the water on last night? Okay, no, it's getting better. Right, so what can I tell you? Well, I have one thing that's on my mind as I'm washing, and it's a business plan. Yeah, there's only one way to approach a business plan, and that's with riot, amusement, confusion, and passion. Of all those ingredients, the most important of all is stamina. Yeah, without stamina, no business will ever take off, fly, grow legs, and be a legacy. Yeah, stamina is the most important characteristic of all. I mean, good ideas, they're 10 a penny. Whoops, turned the shower off by accident. Good ideas are 10 a penny, yeah. Yeah, great ideas are, you know, there are loads of great ideas. God, just think about it. Just think and you'll come up with a great idea. Somebody else will have had a great idea before, but it'll still be a great idea. So long as you're not hung up on thinking up of an idea that nobody else has ever thought of before in the whole of, you know, human history, you'll be fine. There's plenty of ideas are lying around in your unconscious waiting to come through into consciousness and be turned into a prospect. So that's no problem. Ideas are not a problem. Inspiration is not a problem. You know, there's loads of inspiration around, and you can get it fairly easily. And you are a person who produces your own inspiration, really. But stamina is the hard thing, you know. You just have to keep going, you know. If you keep going and you kind of work away at it, you know, provided you work away at things that you love, you're going to get somewhere. You're going to be differentiated from almost, well, certainly the top 95% of your competitors, whatever you might define as a competitor. So, writing the business plan, which is what I started off hoping the shower would help with, is actually all about keeping going, not giving up, and working hard right down to the wire. And then saying, this is as good as I've got right now. You know, what's a plan? A plan is not a business, right? There's a distinction to be drawn between the business and the plan. And writing the plan is not a business either, unless you're earning money helping somebody else write these plans. But I've got to remember that my business, our business has... I don't want to work in any business that I'm the sole owner of. No. The only kind of business I really want to work in is one where I'm a collaborator. Yeah, otherwise it's just bloody lonely being the only owner of a business, you know? The great thing about Apple, for example, is that Apple don't own Apple. Oh yeah, I'm just picking an easy target now to give as an example to illustrate what I'm trying to say. Apple do not own Apple. No, they don't. Apple is owned by all those mad raving fans who are out there feeling that they have a greater vested interest in Apple's survival than anyone who works for the company. You know, and that's an incredible achievement for a brand to develop to the point where it doesn't own itself at all. And there are more people out there feeling that they are owners of the Apple vision than there will ever be employees and partners and manufacturers and whatever. No, that's success, isn't it, really? So the thing about me is that I don't ever want to own my own business. I actually want to co-own it. And I want to have plenty of stakeholders in my business. I want to have plenty of people out there who think it would be a good thing if they knew what my business was. Yeah, that would be a handy thing, actually.
Yeah, that means I've got to do some bloody marketing. Got to get people to have a clearer idea about what my business is. And my business is not showering, by the way. But without a shower, my business wouldn't have the ideas that have just been spilled out, because they weren't part of the business plan. Yeah, I got to finish the business plan. That's it. Right. And in fact, the business plan is never finished. Right? The business plan is never finished. There's no such thing as a finished business plan. If there's a finished business plan, you've got a finished business, and a finished business is about to be buried. You know, all business is becoming. All business is becoming. All plans are tools for becoming. The key thing is, what are you becoming? What am I becoming? What are we becoming? This morning I heard about some poor woman who was stupid enough to say to a photographer, "My one-year-old child looks fat. I don't like the photograph you've taken of my child. Now I'm shaving now." Isn't that crazy? What is that woman becoming? What's the business of parenthood becoming? You know, if that kind of conversation goes on. We don't want any more of that now. We don't want anybody carrying on like that kind of stupidity. Yeah, we want good parenthood. We need good parenthood really badly. We need good parenthood better than we need good business, you know. I mean, unless you have good parenting in life, there's going to be bloody well an awful lot of problems. And there's no such thing as a good parent. There's such a thing as a good enough parent. But there's no point in having an idea of a good parent, you know. It then becomes a blooming cliche, you know. It's no point in setting up something that will cause most people to feel, "Oh, I'm not a good parent." No. You know, we have to strive to be a good enough parent, the best we can possibly be, and to become better at it, not to get complacent. Did I neglect my child this morning? Did I challenge her enough over breakfast? Did I stretch her enough? Did I give her firm boundaries to rail against? Did I give her something to develop her skills? Did I give her love? Did I give her unrequited. Did I give her total unequivocal acceptance? And usually called love. Did I say to her, "No matter how much she annoys me, drives me mad, irritates me, I love her every bit as much when she's doing that as when she's being compliant and fitting in with my so-called wishes?" Oh yeah. Now, what does this have to do with the business plan? What it has to do with the business plan is that we are all, every one of us, even when throwing water onto the face, we are all human, and humans are becoming. Any business that isn't becoming is dying. Any human who isn't becoming is in denial. And, you know, today is becoming a very nice sunny day, and I think it's time I threw the old clothes on and said to you, have a most becoming day.